Well, the competition, which is dubbed Tumba Indlu ngokuciko, which really translates to paint your heart or house aesthetically or beautifully, it is a competition which is meant to resuscitate one of our dying traditions, which was one of painting houses. You know, after people in the olden days were through with their plowing or agricultural activities, they then went on to do what I would call dry season activities. Some of them are of an artistic nature, of a cultural nature. So one of them, other than perhaps doing pottery, doing basketry, carving, they would decorate their huts. Now, that was a function for women. And so they would go and mine or extract certain soils, use certain materials that are colored, and then they would go ahead and beautify the walls, or what some people may call mural painting. That was done in winter, during the winter months, like right now. This was because these paints are washable. You can't paint your huts in summer when it's raining. It will just wash that away. This is why it became a winter activity. So this would be the time, and there would be renewing it every year after the rain, decorating the huts on the outside, but some people would also decorate them on the inside. Now, for someone like me, that was an art form which was an expression of our culture. Now, because of modernization, because of contact with other cultures, and because of use of cement, in other words, different materials that we are using now, that tradition seems to be waning, seems to be dying down. And yet, it is an important aesthetic function which we want to revive. And as Amagugu International Heritage Center, centered within the Matobo Hills, which is a cultural landscape and one that is inscribed on the UNESCO list, heritage list, we came up with this idea, or this center, which seeks, among other things, to revive our lost cultural practices, research on them, and with the idea of documenting, preserving, and promoting. And so this competition comes in that context. Here is a dying cultural practice, and we want to revive it, we want to resuscitate it, and bring in the competition side, which is perhaps meant to encourage the villagers that they begin to see value in this one, because they are going to get nice prizes, some ox drawn plows, they are going to get a lot of pots from Kango, from Ikrisat, from Halstead, a wheelbarrow, and a bowser. So it's nice, beautiful prizes. It's a way of encouraging, but for us, it's a way of resuscitating a dying or revitalizing a dying cultural practice. That's what we're interested in, to showcase our traditional culture, our tradition, so that our people begin to generate pride in themselves and have confidence in themselves. Only that way can we then tackle even more challenging tasks that lie ahead. But for people to do that, they need confidence in themselves. And we're hoping that what we are doing is going to instill that sense of confidence, that sense of pride, sense of identity, so that now they are better equipped emotionally, psychologically, to tackle more challenging social, political, economic conditions. Now, so that is the purpose. And we now have just received back the papers of those who will be participating. Then people will be going out to judge or adjudicate in one ward, Ward 16, which is Vulindlela in Matobo District. Adjudication has taken place in the next weekend. We move to the next one, which is Ward 17. We adjudicate. And then on the 12th of September, that's the prize-giving day at Amagugu International Heritage Center. The top three will be given prizes, and then consolation prizes for the other seven. But at the same time, on that same date, there will be another competition, which we are calling Butaza, which is again another practice.
Is this a localized competition, or you are going nationwide?
No, this is an initial process. This is why we've taken only two wards in Matogo District, where the center is located. But next year, hopefully, we're going to embrace more wards within Matogo District, with the aim that we are going to expand to all the districts, much south initially, and then move north. And probably, if that depends on whether or not we get funding. But if we do get funding, we wanted this to be a program that is going to embrace the whole country, where there is that tradition of painting houses.